Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're diving into anchor activities.
Oh, yeah.
You know those moments in class when some students are just twiddling their thumbs while others are still trying to catch up?
Yeah.
Imagine if those moments became prime learning time.
Right.
Customized to each student's pace.
Yeah, I like it.
That's the potential of anchors. Okay, so before we get ahead of ourselves,
yeah.
Let's define what these magical anchors actually are.
Right.
They're independent activities that students can work on when they've finished other work or if they're waiting for instruction.
Makes sense.
So really it's about making sure that downtime becomes productive time.
Exactly. And the best part is it's not just busy work, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about activities that help these students deepen their understanding of a topic.
Yes.
Maybe practice a key skill that they've been working on. Mm-hmm. To admit, I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around the logistics of all this. Like, how do you actually set this up in a classroom without it turning into total chaos?
Right. Starts with location, right?
Okay.
A designated spot in your classroom.
Right.
It could be an online platform.
Okay.
It could be a simple list on the board.
Gotcha.
But the key is,
yeah,
students always need to know where to find their anchor activities.
That makes sense. Presentation really emphasizes that students need to know when they should transition to an anchor activity, how their work is going to be collected, and how it's going to be checked.
Right.
So
we're talking routines, accountability, and a healthy dose of independence.
Exactly.
But what happens if a student gets stuck?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do they just sit there stewing?
Well, the presentation actually outlines a really, I think, clever step-by-step process.
Okay.
First, they try to figure it out themselves using whatever resources are available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So already we're building up those problem-solving skills.
Right.
Now, if they're still stuck, they can quietly consult a classmate.
Okay.
But even then, there are strict whisper-only guidelines to keep the focus on individual effort.
I like that. So it's collaboration, but with boundaries.
Exactly.
Okay, what if they're still stuck,
right,
even after talking to a classmate?
Then they write their name on the board under help.
Okay.
And they just wait patiently for the teacher.
Gotcha.
So this way, the teacher can provide that targeted support, you know, to the student who really needs it.
Right.
But it minimizes the disruption to the rest of the class.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
Yeah.
It's like this mini learning ecosystem almost.
Yeah, it is.
Where students are empowered to take charge of their own learning. But how do you make sure it doesn't just become another worksheet to churn through?
That's a really important question, right?
Yeah.
You've hit on something really crucial. The TLSDI strategy overview. Anchors. Source makes this very clear.
Mm.
Anchors need to be curriculum aligned.
Right. And engaging.
Right.
I mean, a disconnected worksheet just won't cut it.
It won't.
Right.
No.
No.
So we're not talking random crossword puzzles.
No.
Or coloring sheets.
Yeah.
Unless it like clearly ties into the curriculum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every activity needs a purpose.
Right.
It needs a connection to what the students are learning, whether it's reinforcing a concept, building a skill, or even sparking a new interest.
Right, that intentional engagement.
Yes, about like keeping students busy.
No, no.
It's about transforming those in-between moments into real learning opportunities.
Absolutely.
But I'm wondering,
yeah,
does this individualized approach ever kind of backfire?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Like, could students feel isolated?
Right.
Or discouraged?
Yeah.
If they're constantly working on, you know, different activities than their peers?
That's a really good question. I think it highlights the importance of balance, right?
Yeah.
While anchors do encourage students to work independently, we can't forget about those opportunities to collaborate and interact.
Right. And speaking of challenges, I want to talk about the impact of anchors on classroom management.
Okay.
Our source has touched on this, but I'd love to explore it further.
Yeah, let's do it.
From what I understand, it's about, you know, shifting from a reactive approach to a more proactive approach.
Yes, Sue.
So instead of, you know, constantly putting out fires, you're creating an environment where students are like inherently more engaged and on task.
I love that. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And that should make a teacher's life a little bit easier, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
When students have meaningful work to do, they're not bored.
Yeah.
There's less of that off-task behavior.
Right.
Which ultimately creates this more positive and productive learning environment for everybody.
It's not just about keeping them busy. And we can't forget about the impact on teachers.
Oh, right.
I can only imagine how freeing it must feel
Oh, yeah.
to have those dedicated pockets of time where you can work with individual students or small groups. It's
Absolutely.
like you're finally getting the bandwidth
Yeah.
to provide that differentiated support that we talk about.
Right.
What are some of the hurdles teachers might face when they try to implement this approach?
I think a big one is just time. You know, teachers are already so busy.
Oh, I know.
So finding the time to plan and create these engaging anchor activities, it can feel like just one more thing on an already massive to-do list.
It's one thing to love the concept.
Totally.
It's another to actually find the space for it in your schedule.
Exactly. So how do teachers avoid feeling overwhelmed? I think it starts with being strategic. Remember earlier we talked about starting small. Don't try to create a whole library of anchor activities overnight. Start with just one or two. See how they work in your classroom. Get some feedback from your students. And then, you know, you can build from there.
So take it slow.
Yeah, a phased approach. Exactly.
But even creating one or two engaging activities
Yeah.
takes time and
It
creativity.
does.
Are there any shortcuts?
Well, I think don't underestimate the power of existing resources, right? I mean, there are tons of websites, books, online teacher communities, all just bursting with anchor activity ideas.
So you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Exact,
So we've got starting small, we've
yeah.
got tapping into those existing resources.
Uh-huh.
Any other time-saving tips?
Look no further than your own curriculum. Seriously. I think a lot of times the best anchor activities are already kind of embedded in your existing lesson plans.
That's interesting.
Right. It's about taking those materials and finding ways to repurpose them
I like that.
for this independent learning.
Working smarter, not harder,
Exactly.
but even with, the best resources
Yeah.
and the best strategies, there's always the risk of anchors becoming just busy work.
Right. So how do we make sure that they're truly connected to what we're teaching? It's
Exactly.
not just about picking the right activities. It's about helping students see the connections.
So helping them understand the why behind the activity, how it
Yes.
relates to what they're learning, how
Oh,
it fits into the big picture.
exactly. It can be as simple as a quick explanation, you know, before the activity. Like, today's anchor activity will help you practice the vocab words we learned yesterday, or even a brief reflection at the end. You know, have them think about how did this activity help you understand the topic?
So it's really building that metacognitive muscle,
It is.
getting them to think about their thinking. But even in the best managed classrooms,
Yeah.
some students are going to push back on this.
Totally.
They might see it as extra work.
Right, or like a punishment?
Like, oh, I finished early, so now I have to do more work.
Exactly.
So how do teachers overcome that resistance?
It's all about how you frame it, I think. You have to present anchors as a positive thing. Emphasize that these are opportunities, right? Opportunities for enrichment, exploration, and even growth. This isn't busy work, it's not a punishment.
You're selling the benefits,
Yeah.
highlighting the value of the activities.
Totally. And another thing that can really help is giving students some choices. You know, involve them in picking the anchor activities, or maybe offer a few different options within a set.
So they have some agency. They
Exactly.
can make a big
A
difference
huge difference.
in how they see the
Yeah, they
activity.
feel more ownership over it.
It's not just something being done to them,
Right.
they're part of the process.
Totally.
So until next time,
Yeah.
keep diving deep,
Keep learning
keep learning,
and keep inspiring.
and keep inspiring.
Yeah.